Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're learning the sixth aliyah in Parsha's Tazria. That's Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem. And we continue to talk about different types of tzaras. Ve'ish ki marit rashai, and a man, if his hair falls out, kereach hu taharhu. It's called a kereach. He's considered bald. He's tahor. Now this baldness, kereach, is talking about baldness of the back of the head. Ve'im mipa'as panav yimarit rashai, if on the front of his head his hair falls out, gibeachu. He's considered gibeach, which means frontal baldness. Taharhu. He's also tahor. Now what does that mean? He's tahor. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem. Kereachu tarhu, tar mitumas nisakin, he's tar from tumah of nisakin. Nesek is the type of negat saras, which is on a place that has hair, but he doesn't have hair anymore. She'ein anidin misimani rush v'zakan, he's not judged with the different simanim of saras if he has it on his hair or beard. She'ein mekayim seir, because that's a place where he has hair. He doesn't have hair anymore over here. Ela b'simani nige or basar b'seir lavan u'michio feshein. He's judged with the regular simanim of a nega on his flesh, with white hair, healthy skin, and it's spreading out. Even though this nega is found in a place that usually has hair, since his hair fell out, it's judged as a place that doesn't have hair, it's judged as just regular skin. So back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Beis, v'chiyah b'karachas or b'gabachas, if he has on this back baldness or on this frontal baldness, nega lavan adam dam, a reddish-white nega, tzaras parachasi, this is a breakout of tzaras, b'karach toy b'gabach toy, on this back baldness or this front baldness. V'roi se'akoyin in the current, she'll look at it, v'hinei se'es ha'nega lavan adam demis b'karach toy b'gabach toy, and he has his reddish-white se'es on his karachas or gabachas, k'mari tzaras or basar, just like tzaras on his skin, ish tzarohu tamehu, he's a man with tzaras, he's tameh. Tamei tamenu akoin b'roshe nigoi, the kohen shall be matame him, his nega is on his head. And now what happens with him? V'hatzarua, this fellow that has tzaras, asher baya nega, the nega is on him, begadav yufrumim, his begadim shall be torn, v'roshe yapurua, and his head shall remain unshaven, he shouldn't cut his hair, v'al safam yate, he should wrap himself until his mustache, v'tamei tamei yikra, he should call out, tamei, tamei, kol yimei asher nega boy yitma, tamehu, all the days that this impure nega is on him, he's tamei, badad yeshev mechutz machna mashavoi, he shall sit alone, outside camp should be his dwelling place. Now let's see a very important Rashi over here in Pasuk Mem Vav, Badad Yeshev, Shalai Yu Shar Tmeim Yeshvim Imai, other people that are Tamei are not allowed to sit with him either. Vam Rabbi Seinu and Chazal say, Manishtanim Shar Tmeim Leshe Badad, why is it this person who has Saras, he's different from all other people that are Tamei, he has to sit alone? And the answer is, Hoyel Vahu Hiv De Blashin Har Ben Ishla Ishtai Ben Ishla Rieu, since he caused the separation between people, he spoke Lashin Har, that's why he got Saras, and he caused the separation between man and his wife, or man and his friend, Afui Badel, he also has to be separate from everyone. Michos Amachana, outside camp, outside of which camp? Outside of the three camps, Kahuna, Leviah, and Yisrael, he's got to be outside all these camps, away from everyone. Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Zayin, now we're going to talk about tzaras on clothing or on a kli. The habeged, and a garment, ki yeba nega tzaras, if it has a nega tzaras on it. The beged semer, or beged pishtim, could be talking about a wool or linen garment, or be si or be erev, lepishtim, latsomer, either on the kris or the cross of this wool or linen garment, or on leather, or on anything made of leather. Or itself is talking about a plain piece of leather. Melechazar is talking about a kli made of leather. Vaya nega yurak rak oy adamdom. If this nega is green or red, babeged oy ba'or oy bashsi oy ba'erev oy b'chol kli or on any things that we mentioned, nega tzarasu, it's a nega tzaras, v'har al kain, he has to show it to the kain. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Tes, trying to understand this lashon of yurak rak oy adamdom. Rashi says yurak rak yarek sheb yurukin, it's a very green, and adamdom is adam sheb adumim, it's a very red type of red. So back to Chumash Pasuk Nun, v'ra kain is a nega, the kain takes a look at the nega. He has to quarantine it, put it to the side for 7 days. And when he saw the nega on the seventh day, the nega spread out, or for whatever use this leather has been made. This is tzaras mam eres. It's an afflictive type of tzaras. It's tamei. He has to burn this thing that has a nega on it. It's tzaras mam eres. It has to be burnt in fire. But if the kohen looks at it, the nega has not spread out. He shall command. They shall wash that which has the nega on it. They wash that beged, they wash that piece of leather, and then he puts it away for another 7 days. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up and continue to talk about this tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.